Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kick it! Make family out of friends! Make friends out of enemies! Peace to my family! Make friends till they bury all the places we've been! We're never sitting it out! We be getting it in! Where you getting it out? I said all the places we've been! We're never sitting it out! We'll be getting it in! Where you getting it out? Get in and out!
I think you might be the person who's been on the podcast the most. It's between either you, Dave from Luxury Teeth, or Akil from End It, or it's you. I think it might be you. So welcome back again.
It's good company.
It is.
I'm glad I finally met Dave in person and got to hang out with him a few times and had his band play up here.
Yeah, he's been Luxury Teeth has been to the Skid Row garage a couple times, I think, at least.
Yeah. And fucking great band. And Dave's so funny.
Yeah. He's his own person and we like him that way.
Yeah.
And Luxury Teeth, by the way, I think they actually are coming out with an album now. I think it's coming soon. Yeah. There's a 7-inch out there. So we'll put in a nice.
I saw they're doing something around the end of May, early June. They're playing with the Subhumans and they're using that as their record release show as well. Good move. Very good smart. Move.
Yes. Yes. Probably it's at the Autobar would be cool my show. Guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Autobar got them. I swung at that one, but the money was too big for, I'd have to do like a $35 ticket and I can't do that to people.
Interesting place to be in and good way to start this. Cause of course we're talking about Skid Row Garage once again, now approaching the 15th year, right?
Yeah. So officially, we'll do a quick little backstory for those that may not know, if there are new listeners that haven't heard us before. July 20th, year of our Lord, 2009, friends Just I needed a show in York. We didn't have a place to do it, so we let them play in our practice space in our garage. Fast forward 12 years and we did shows illegally in a garage in an alley in York for 12 years with no headaches.
No relatively headaches. No headaches.
Yeah. I mean, we got away with it for 12 years.
Yeah.
Then the man came in and said, no, you're going to get in trouble for this. So they shut us down. That lasted about 5 days before we decided we're going to do this legit. We raised a shitload of money, $60,000+ through a couple benefit shows and some crowdsourcing, GoFundMe and that kind of stuff. We bought a belated property in York. It was empty for 8 years. We jokingly called it a homeless shelter because whoever broke in could be in there and no one cared. Cleaned it up, got it livable. It took us about twice as long as we thought. But last year in May, we did a surprise grand opening the day after we got our occupancy permits. And this year, 2024, we celebrate 15 years of DIY shows in York. And that's a big deal because we're getting up there as far as old heads in the scene.
Right.
What venue has been around for 15 years at this point? I mean, the Chameleon's gone. We can't even say that anymore. At least locally, there's not one that I can think of quickly.
No. There's nothing locally that for this stuff. I'm struggling to even think of like a bar that lets bands play. Like, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, they've been around forever, but that's not like, it's a very different thing, but like,
right.
To have like original amplified bands in punk, hardcore, metal, the subculture genres, places like this just don't exist. And not for that long. The Chameleon had a legendary run up until COVID and not to get into too much, but fucking Pennsylvania liquor laws make it worthwhile to retire.
And that's why there's a piece of the stage in my garage on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a couple monitors from the Lizard Lounge on stage at Skid Row Garage, or parts of them at this point. They're pretty rough. We've had to hobble them together to keep them working, but you know, we've got a little piece of history there too.
Nice. I think I knew that, but if I didn't, I'm glad I do now. Well, some of the things that surprised me there, that it's already been almost a year since this new spot has been up. I guess almost a year is a bit of a stretch, because you said
no, it's May. 10 months. Actually, tomorrow is 10 months to the day. We first show was May 12th of last year. We did the surprise show with The Virus and Flesh Terror and Old Tigers. And so we're quickly approaching 1 year at the new spot. And again, this summer is 15 years overall, which is just a crazy, crazy run. If you'd told me back in 2009 when we did that first show that I'd be here talking about my legit venue with a killer sound system and a bar and a deck and like all these other things that we have now, I probably would have laughed in your face and told you to get the fuck out of my house because you're on drugs or something. But, you know, here we are.
It's funny how, you know, I just saw earlier today, you mentioned Just Die. Of course, we love the guys in Just Die. And I saw their guitarist, Matt Evans, just posting about how he's going to be like teaching in college or some shit for a week or so. I don't know what he was saying.
He went to school for, was it accounting?
Yeah. He's a real smart guy, that one. And then you have Steve Schell, who's running like the most successful podcast I've ever heard of. The Old Gods of Appalachia. He's probably going to kill me for butchering the way that's said. But
well, you didn't say Appalachian, so you're good.
So I'm good.
It's Appalachia.
Appalachia. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Steve, also former guest of Getting It Out podcast in the early days. Yeah. People have come to me and said, hey, is that the guy who started that podcast, that horror podcast? I said, yeah, that's the man. He had a great band and has started a great venue. There's many things here that happened way back in, what is it, 2009?
Yeah. It's wild to look back on the list of bands that have played and to see like some of them have, you know, gone on to really big things. I mean, fuck, Incendiary played here when they had like their first 7-inch or first EP out before anybody knew who they were. And now they play huge fucking venues and like, I don't want to say they don't have to tour anymore, but they're definitely one of those bands that can get away with just doing like
they don't have
the
to big play.
Fests and stuff.
Yeah, they're the rare band, hardcore band that doesn't have to play. They can just come and go as they want, and they still have an audience, which is not something that's typical of a hardcore band or a punk rock band. You know, you got to usually stick around and pay your dues or whatever, and earn your keep, but. When you hit a certain status like them, you can kind of just walk off, and it's very cool that they played. But I think part of it is because of playing spots like this. We talked about this before. We did a whole kind of history recap before. I'd imagine, I don't remember exactly how we did it, but we did it because you announced the 10-year anniversary show here, which was Kill Your Idols, Just Die, Old Tiger Symptoms. Is that it? And, I'm missing one band.
No Heads.
No Heads. That's right. So now it's been 5 years since even then. And like you said, you've been open for almost a year. The last time we did a podcast, I think, was just before you were opening.
Yeah.
Since you've officially opened, what's been the big events, big things that have happened?
Well, last summer we got open, and on very short notice, I had to book the whole summer, basically with 6 weeks notice. So it didn't have tons of big things. I mean, The Virus kicking off the first show was insane. We sort of had that one in our pocket because they were playing in Philly that weekend and had Friday open, and we're like, if this can happen. And I was like, well, we have our inspections that week, so it's going to be short notice, and everybody was on board. We did have Gangrene play towards the end of summer.
I was on vacation when that happened. That was very disappointing to me. One of my favorite bands ever, honestly.
Yeah, and their singer was just coming back from some health issues, so like it was great to have them, and like they still sound great. We had a Squilla Grind at the end of summer, but then we had Booze and Glory, so we started building some good rapport with some of the booking agents and stuff. And now working, going into my third year working with wonderful people at Camp Punxsumania and Riot Squad Media. I have even better tie-ins with some of these booking agents because, you know, they get to play like Buffalo, where Laura's from, or across northern New York and northeastern PA, where we have a lot of, well, camp has a lot of influence, and then they can come to York and like we can kind of take care of bands on, you know, almost a whole week of shows if they want. Or, you know, if I have a band and they didn't know they were coming through the area, I hook them up and be like, hey, hit these people up, they're coming. You know, it's a good is that symbiotic relationship, like the bird that eats the leeches off the alligator's teeth or whatever? I don't know. Right. Or there's little fish that suck on the sharks as they swim around. But it's really cool to have like some of these relationships building with some of the folks that like I've worked with forever. Yeah. And like some of the other big shows we've had come through lately, like we had obviously a Squealer Grind came back and they brought Take Offense and Brat with them. Who Brat are one of the coolest like metal bands on an upswing right now. They're from New Orleans, and New Orleans known for jazz and all that kind of fun stuff, but also lots of really good heavy music. Yeah. They were so fun. And then Take Offense was great. Like I hadn't seen those guys in like
Take Offense
almost a decade. And then we had Cancer Slug come through, and that sold out. Like we had to turn people away at the door and like felt bad, but can you do like,
hey, you warned about that show from the beginning, and I waited until it sold out to leave in the comments that I have no idea who this band is, and I don't understand. Like, what is it? What is Cancer Slug? Why is I listen? Don't get me wrong. Like, I listened to them and checked it out, but like, it doesn't seem like a band that would be that big. Not because they're good or bad. Just
he has tie-ins to like Doyle and the Misfits. Like he sang for Doyle's band after the Misfits, and like kind of gets that whole horror punk crowd. I knew who they were. I didn't think it was going to be that big, but we had sort of a cool date where they did Buffalo on Friday and then York on Saturday. And that's as far north and east as they went. Mm-hmm. So we had people coming down from Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York City area, Jersey, because they had all day Saturday to get there and then all day Sunday to get home, which is, you know, pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to circle back to the Booze and Glory show. We had a couple guys come up from like North Carolina for that show because Booze and Glory didn't do too much on the East Coast. They went into like the Midwest after playing York. So it's wild how many like people travel to come to a small venue in York, Pennsylvania.
That's awesome. And you know, you and I both want York to be a cool place and want people to want to come to York, but it's sometimes a hard sell. You know, there's not a whole lot going on. So
the folks with like Downtown Inc. and the York Economic Alliance would hate to hear you say that. But I mean, York has some cool stuff, but like, you know, it's a small city in like it's an old industrial city that doesn't have a big industry anymore. There's not a lot of manufacturing. Most of those jobs left in the 90s with Caterpillar, and Harley Davidson's still hanging on, but like, you know, we don't have that big manufacturing. We don't have like the three or four huge places that have thousands of jobs for people that support hundreds of small manufacturing plants all over the county. You know, that's unfortunate, but York does have a lot of other like cool things. There's a great art scene. There's a lot of up and coming like small businesses. There's a very good food scene.
All right. So tell me about the first 10 months or so, what were some of the bad things that happened in the first year as far as the headaches? Like what was some unforeseen headaches in the first 10 months?
So the best was the day of the first show. First off, we got our occupancy permit. We did some celebrating, had some champagne, partied a little bit that Thursday night. I get up Friday morning, hungover, pretty hungover. Yeah. You know, good hangover, not sad hangover. And I go down to the garage and start getting ready for the night. And I use the bathroom at one point and I just pissed, flush the toilet. It doesn't do the sound it's supposed to. So I'm like, that's weird because I peed, nothing to clog it. None of the toilets flush. We had sewage backing up in the basement. I get into the bar area. There's water all over the floor. The water line to our ice machine had popped loose and was just spraying water everywhere for probably about 10 hours. So that was fun. Not too many issues with, surprisingly, not too many issues with our neighbors. We had one neighbor that wasn't super happy that we were coming in because they thought we were going to make too much noise and scare their tenants away. Mm-hmm. We had another neighbor that is pleasantly surprised that you can't really hear the sound outside. And, you know, they run a really cool bed and breakfast, kind of like half a block up the street on the other side. And they've been very pleasantly surprised, I think. I do a lot of the, I call it ass kissing, but it's a little bit of just PR going to the neighborhood business owner meetings. So like, one, I stay in good graces with the people that are my neighbors. And two, mm-hmm. like I can kind of keep them up to date. Like, hey, this weekend, we're going to have a lot of people here. Like I let them know already, like, hey, these are my big, big shows coming up. So that like, you know, some of the restaurants don't hand me a stack of menus when we have the big shows. And like, I, you know, put them around. I know people go there, yeah. You know, the old adage of a rising tide lifts all boats. So trying to be a good neighbor in that regard. But, you know, there haven't been too many really, really bad headaches. I mean, there's been a lot of small dumb shit that happens, but like anybody that owns their own house knows that small dumb shit happens nonstop. And like, you just fucking got to deal with it and fix things and mm-hmm. keep moving.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Imagine owning a house, but times like three, because anything you have in your house, I have like three of in this place. It's a fucking nightmare. Sometimes.
Well, one of those things was the air conditioning thing, right?
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Was that an issue resolved? Is this summer going to be more pleasant in the
garage? Oh, no, we didn't have any air conditioning for the first show and it was miserable.
Yeah.
By the second show, we were running at 50% capacity. And by about the middle of June, we had fully functioning AC through.
Yeah.
Through the building. And we stuck a huge wall unit in the bar. For those that don't know, our bar is a old three-car garage that they converted into a bar. So it's not really easy to have air conditioning running in there. So we stuck a huge like wall unit in the wall, which is what they had done 15 years ago when the place was last opened. And it's good enough. I mean, most of the time we throw the garage doors open. So it's like an open air bar, which is great. But, you know, there are some nights in July and August where it's still 85 degrees and humid out at 10 o'clock at night. So we kick the AC on pretty hard and let it do its job.
Nice. Well, when I was there, the only time I was there for a show, I forget when that was. That was November. It was early November.
That was off with their heads.
Yeah. And it was I believe maybe it was a sold out show, if not close.
It was damn close.
Yeah. And that was a lot of fun. It was really cool to finally see it all in motion. Of course, you do most of your shows on the weekends when personally I'm not available. But is that a thing that you foresee staying mostly the same? I know you do. I know you do other days, but is that kind of the ongoing plan?
We try to book every Friday and Saturday because we have bills to pay and those are the days that pay the bills. That
normal people can go. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, we get touring bands and if, you know, a touring band's coming through and it's worth it, we're going to say yes to the date. I try to stick to Thursday through Sunday because York's a small town and getting people out on like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a nightmare unless it's like a name or like something super cool that you can't say no to. We have the Dahmers coming May 1st. It's a Wednesday. They're sort of like a horror punk, garage punk band from, I think, Sweden. We got a lot of Swedish bands coming through. Our sound guy and I were like, Garrett was just like, they're a band on one of my favorite record labels. Like, we got to do it. I'm glad we got that show. I was like, I said yes because they're from Sweden and they're cool and they sound cool. And the other band they're playing touring with is really good. So, you know, it was a win all around. But for the most part, we try to stick to like that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because those are the days that most people will come to shows and like we can have a turnout that is worth it. Like I have bands hit me up for Mondays and Tuesdays and I straight up tell them like, look, number one, I can't get local bands to play Mondays and Tuesdays most of the time. So like, and even if I can, the odds of enough people coming out for you to make money are slim. Cause like I got to pay a sound guy, you know, and if we don't have enough people to even pay him, like I'm not doing a show and just paying out of pocket for bands. Like,
right.
It's not, you know, one of the unfortunate things of doing this legitimately is like, it's not just my garage. And if we make $0, it doesn't matter. Like it does matter now. We have to worry about that a little bit. Like for the most part, like the shows take care of themselves and we do, you know, money off food and drinks, but like we can't bleed money on a show.
Right. What are the big shows on the horizon?
Anybody listening that we're recording this middle of March. So we've got at the end of March, we've got Morbicon coming on March 29th, which is some of the guys from Municipal Waste doing sort of a death metal supergroup with some other bigger names in the heavy metal, death metal scene. The next day on the 30th, we have the Jasons, who are kind of like a melodic pop punk queers kind of band, you know, doing a, I don't want to call it a shtick, but it's kind of a shtick. They wear Jason masks and put on like, you know, the Misfits style outfits and it's cool. They're fun. I know on April 6th, we have Anti-Scene coming up, which is fucking cool. Those guys are doing a run. They don't normally leave. I think it's North Carolina. And if people are listening this Thursday, we have Seschi, who is, first off, an award-winning rapper, but he's playing in Codefendants with none other than Fat Mike and the guy from Get Dead. So that's sort of cool show that fell into our laps. I know we have The Fiends and Battalion Zoska in May. Modern Life is War, May 9th. We have Roswell Kid coming on May 16th. It's the Thursday after Modern Life is War. Roswell Kid is coming through. Brandon from Big Fans Presents is bringing that one in. And a handful of other cool things, but those are the big, big names that people would like jump out.
Well, that big one that jumps out to me there, I'm sure it's not a surprise to you, is that Modern Life is War show.
Yeah.
Which I was really happy to see you guys get, because it's all like, you know, it's like a 3-day date thing, right? And it's kind of surprising. Yeah, they're doing
three or four dates.
Because it's like big city, York. And I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, I know their booking agent, and when that was available, I kind of just said, what will it take? Yeah. I want the show. I think it would be cool at this spot. I think the band will think it's cool. I know the guys in Ammo, the opening band, they will love it because they love the old spot. And it's going to be a fucking insane show for a Thursday night. I think it's going to be close to that Off With Their Heads almost sold out, or maybe sold out, hopefully sold out. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Those expectations.
That new Modern Life War EP is so good. Like I listened to that and I was like, low expectations, because when I couldn't even tell you the last time they put out new music, but it's good. Like all killer, no filler kind of thing. Like I'm stoked that like some of these bands are doing, like they're not doing full lengths. They're doing like 6 or 7 songs and just being like, here's the best. Like they probably wrote 12 songs, but fuck it. Just put out the best ones. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that seems like what they did. Like they just put out like a great freaking EP.
I think they've been, though, they've been one of the more consistent bands. They have less material than I think, like when I think back of what they have available, my mind always goes to Witness, because Witness to me is like one of the best hardcore records ever. But, and I mean that with no hyperbole, like I would put it in my top 25. Like I love that record. But so they have a high bar set for me. And are you talking the working songs stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, that's, it's not as good, but it's at their level. You know what I mean? And I agree with you in that way.
But like, yeah, they did the right thing where they released new music, announced the like short run, and like did it all at once, like a full blast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was really stoked to get that tour.
Before we get into the whole anniversary show stuff, remind me again what the capacity is at the garage at this point.
We can sell 160 tickets.
You can sell 160 tickets. It's important to know for these anniversary shows.
Yeah. So our 10-year anniversary show in 2019, the July 20th date fell on a Saturday. So it was awesome. Again, we got Kill Your Idols. It was fucking killer. It just so happens that in 2024, 7:20 is a Saturday again. The music gods are looking kindly upon.
You landed on a leap year.
Yeah. So I started booking the show, and I've spoken to you off the record about this. I've had a number of cool bands lined up that either fell through because they got offered to go tour Europe or family shit came up, and a couple bands couldn't do the exact date. They could do a date around it. So we sort of decided to take the 15-year anniversary show and make it a whole fucking weekend. So we're going to do a Friday night show, a Saturday night show, and a Sunday night show, which, you know, might be overkill, but seems like a fun time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to call it a mini fest, but like, fuck it, it's a 15-year anniversary party weekender. I'll start with the Sunday night show. The way these shows kind of fell together, we have a hardcore show, a punk show, and a metal show, and Sunday is our metal show. Had a band hit me up, this band from Richmond called Loud Night, and they kind of sound like a midnight style metal, like very cool, like fast, thrashy kind of metal. They needed the date. And what really sold me on the show, though, is they're touring with a band from Sweden. I'm going to butcher their name, but I don't know. I'm an American. That's what we do. Sorry, rest of the world. Fridag Den 13E. This band fucking rips. Did you listen to them?
I did. I listened to them a lot. And in your defense, it is the most difficult band name to pronounce that I've ever seen in my life. I don't understand how any of it is words.
Yeah. The 13 colon E, whatever.
But regardless, they're killer. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I was telling somebody, like when I first listened to them, I was like, it sounds like these guys were just like fed fucking tragedy and Motorhead records. Mm-hmm. And they just like, were like, this is all that is music, and we spit out fucking records that are influenced by tragedy and Motorhead, and it's so good. I also added this really rad thrash metal band from Philly called Brandish, who, here's the another Camp Punksylvania tie-in. I discovered them because they submitted for Camp Punksylvania, and they were one of hundreds of fucking bands that we had to listen to go through and listen and yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Right. And I fucking loved them. So this will be their second time at the garage now, but I had to have them come back because I thought they would be perfect for this show. We also have fucking Symptoms, because Symptoms, I think, fits with fucking Loud Night and Fredegden 13E really well. It's a very similar style, fast kind of D-beat, hardcore metal influenced stuff. And then we have Verminoth playing, who is fucking best death metal band in this area, probably.
Easily.
Definitely. Like, yeah, those guys fucking rule. Every single one of those guys is a fucking shredding player. Their drummer is, I don't even know how he, I don't know. Mark is just insane on drums. I've watched him for years now with Knight and now Verminoth, and insane, but in the best way. So our Sunday night show is going to be just absolutely ripping metal, and folks should definitely be excited about that. Please, spoiler alert, if you've been listening to the Skid Row Garage playlist, you've heard a lot of these bands and you probably didn't know why they were on the playlist. Now you know. I have a tendency to sneak surprises into the playlist that, you know, some people pick up on, but not many do.
It's where I go. That's where I go to see who's going to be playing that you haven't announced yet. That's you, yeah, you know that I know, but yeah, I've always gone there to see what's coming up that you haven't said yet.
Yeah. Then Friday night, I'm going to skip to Friday night. We've got a really fucking cool lineup of punk rock. Locals No Comply are opening. Nice. Newer band on the upswing, doing very cool, like, skate punk.
Little three piece, right? Reminds me a lot of also local band. No, maybe not. Maybe this is a stretch. I was gonna say Common Enemy, but maybe that's just the aesthetic, the skateboarding, that maybe not so much the music.
I see that a little bit though in the sound. They got kind of that like skate punk hardcore mix,
right?
Maybe I've heard a couple of people throw in a DRI reference. So I mean, sure, like they got that little bit of that influence. Very fucking cool band. We've got another band coming back. They haven't played since the days of the old garage, the Parasitics. So those guys, street punk band, super cool, stoked to have them coming back. I've known those guys a long time, and like I've been talking to them about coming to play and nothing has worked out. And when I asked them about this date, I sort of just said, look, just say yes, because it's going to be a cool show. Like, where it's our 15-year anniversary weekend. Jersey. I'm not exactly sure where in Jersey, but Jersey's over there.
Yeah. To the right. I don't know. Left, yeah, depends on which way you're standing, yeah, I guess.
I mean, well, if you're looking at a map, it's to the right.
Well, and, if you're standing in the map, like we are right now, if we lay on our backs, it's to our left, probably.
Yeah. But no, I'm stoked to have those guys coming back. They've been playing some shows again lately on a somewhat regular basis. And like their guitar player, Aaron, has been out here for a couple shows, maybe just one show. I don't know. I've seen him at some shows. So I know he's been hitting me up to play, and I finally got him. Got another band coming back for the show that you saw with Off With Their Heads. We got Doc Rotten, currently on tour in Europe. I think they're doing support for Booze and Glory right now. I don't know if they're doing like the whole tour with Booze and Glory, but they're doing part of the tour with Booze and Glory. So they're coming back from Europe, doing some stuff, and then coming to play our 15-year anniversary show. Those guys have been so fucking busy lately.
They're extremely good. My first exposure was seeing them. And you know what I was making the mistake of doing with them for a very long time? In my mind, I was mistaking them for the band Doc Hopper. which is a very different sounding band. I don't want to say maybe they were a Pennsylvania like emo band or like pop punk.
Yeah,
band.
It's just a little different.
Just very, different. Very different. These guys, Doc Rotten's awesome. And that one time that I saw them, and I've since listened to them quite a bit. And I was very stoked to actually see them, that they were playing with Booze and Glory in Europe. That's a very cool thing. Yeah. They really bring it on stage, like super high energy.
That's super cool. And then the headliner on Friday night is, I mean, this little band from Philly, people might have heard of. They used to play around here all the time. They put out some of the coolest records. I don't know. They're kind of like a hardcore band. They're kind of a punk rock band. You know, people always argued they're hardcore, they're punk. They haven't played around here in forever. Violent Society. They're cool.
They're very cool. They're very cool. Extremely cool.
No. Growing up, they were one of my fucking favorite bands. They played around here so often.
Yeah.
Like I cannot even, I am so excited to have them play the new garage. And I had some friends see them a month ago, beginning of February with the Pissed and the Virus. And they were like, holy shit, they're still so good. So stoked to have Pat and John and everybody come out here. Play in central Pennsylvania like it's the old days and rip it up at a, you know, small club with black walls and a bunch of kids acting like fools.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, it's super cool to have them involved in this. You and I both know, of course, as you already mentioned, they were around here all the time at a certain era. And it went further than like all you had to do was like mention X members of on a flyer, Cranked Up featuring Pat from Violent Society. Yeah. You know, like you just had to put that on a flyer and it'd be like, well, you're going to get all the people out just because there's somebody who's involved with Violent Society. And rightfully so. Some legendary shows in the area.
Oh, absolutely. And like those fucking records are so good. Like Not Enjoying It is, and that's the first one that I got. So it's still like the one that holds like probably the biggest spot in my heart. After that are so good too. Yeah, I mean, they didn't put out a bad record and they put out a lot of music over the years. Like they did so many cool 7-inches and like, yeah, I don't know. I went through my records, my 7-inches and records one day, and I have like 5 or 6 Violent Society 7 inches and splits that I forgot I had because there's just so many weird things that they've done. But
I did that just over the weekend with the Special Duties 7 inches. I was just going through, I have them up here above my desk where I'm sitting, and I don't ever look at my 7 inches, and I was flipping through the splits section and came across that one. Like, I forgot this even existed. Cause that way, yeah, in my mind, I go to The Rise of Punk, Times of Distraught, or Separations, yeah, Killing Us. So like the three those are the three where I go. And
yeah, dude, and not one of them's bad.
Right.
Like, yeah, every one of them's good. Times of Distraught, man, so good. I don't know.
And so that's killer. That's excellent. That. Do you anticipate the old York people showing up for that? The old Central Pennsylvania people, or do you think this is going to be?
I hope so. It's like sort of like the way I've been. I put these shows together was I wanted to have bands that like the old heads would be stoked to come out for, and bands that like the young kids are like into, or, you know, bands that are newer that people are getting into now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully one, the younger kids, because, you know, we're all ages. We have a lot of young people coming to shows. Hopefully those younger kids get to see Violent Society for the first time. And they feel the same way I did when I saw them back in the day. And that is, holy shit, this band rules.
Right.
And hopefully some of the old heads see bands like Doc Rotten, the No Comply and the Parasitics, and they're like, oh shit, there's still cool punk rock happening, and I'm going to put that on a playlist, or I'm going to buy one of their records and put that on in, you know, in my garage when I'm doing whatever I do. When, you know, we get older, we don't get to go to as many shows. Like, I get it. Like, but you can support bands in other ways, and hopefully some of the old heads find something new, because I know that I don't find as many cool new bands as I would like to. And it's not because they don't exist. It's because I'm got too much fucking shit going on in my life. And, you know, when somebody can put some cool bands on a platter for me, I'm stoked. It's one of my favorite things about the Camp Punksylvania listening fucking list that we had to go through a few months back. It's long and tedious, and it's a lot of listening. And, but, you know, there's fucking gems in there, bands right, that like absolutely fucking cool bands, and like, you know, I wouldn't have found otherwise. So yeah, that's 2 out of 3. I guess we got to go to the 15-year anniversary proper Saturday, July 20th, year of our Lord 2024. This is the show that I have had the biggest headache putting together.
This is the day where bands have come and gone, right?
Yeah. And no teasers here. Sorry, guys. But Dan, for your pleasure, every one of those bands still wants to come and play, and I'm still in talks to get them later in the year.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear.
We're sort of making it a whole 15-year anniversary year at this point. But
if anything, that's like the blessing in disguise of that, is that
absolutely.
Those lines of communication have been opened up and established, and there is familiarity.
Yeah. Now, so I'll start and just sort of go through the bands. Locals, Coffee with Lions, are going to be playing.
Cool.
Those guys have been friends forever. A very rad band. Helped out a lot with shit over the years, and just good friends, good people, good drinkers.
Yeah.
Good beer drinkers. Great. That's not a requirement, but it is sure is fun. So Coffee with Lions is playing. I got another cool band. I got a lot of Philly bands this year for these shows. I got this cool band from Philly. They're sort of on the upswing, a hardcore band called Beef.
Beef.
They're also going to be playing camp this year. They just got added. They only have a couple songs recorded and released on Spotify, but they're so good. And like, it's cool that, like, not that this is a requirement, but it is fucking cool to see a hardcore band of not all dudes, and they are fucking killing.
Are you telling me Ali Wong is singing for this band?
Sure. Yeah.
It's okay. That's a bad joke based on, there was a show called Beef on Netflix, and she was the comedian. I think it was called,
dude, Beef. That show was really good.
It was good.
It was real really dark.
Yeah.
Like the first episode, I was like, yeah, I could totally see that. Like, I get pissed off in the parking lot like that too. And then I'm like, yeah, but I wouldn't like murder people.
Yeah. But so this band has nothing to do with that.
No, this band has nothing to do with the Netflix show Beef, but they are great. And I'd actually tried to get them, talk to them a couple times before about coming to play, and this just worked out. And it's so cool that we got this up and coming band on the show. Kind of like I said earlier, it's cool to have some established bands. It's cool to have some up and coming bands because, you know, again, for the old heads, seeing new bands, that's great. Cause
yeah,
like, you know, keeps the old heads involved. And for the young kids, like, this is a band they probably never heard of and they're from Philly. And hopefully with as good as they are, they stick to it and like they become established. Fuck, maybe they're the next fucking Knocked Loose or Turnstile, you know. Right. You never know. Or End It. It's blowing up too.
They like, sure are.
Hopefully some of these bands get to that level. Gifted Mitch and Gary and Steven playing this show because with as busy as I have been with the garage, Old Tigers has suffered in the playing shows department. So the Old Tigers boys get to play with one of their all-time favorite bands, which I'll get to in a second. Yeah,
as you should be but playing this show.
Old Tigers, like Mitch, Gary, Steven, those guys are like family. Mm-hmm. Jake, Fat Matt, all Nick, like TJ, all the guys that were in the band over the years, like friends that like I wish we got to hang out every day like we did years and years ago, but mm-hmm. You know, life, you know, marriage, kids, fiancés, moving across the country or whatever people have done. So Old Tigers will be playing. I try not to put us on too many shows. This will only be our fourth time playing the garage. Maybe I'm lying. It might be 1, 2, 3. It'll be our fifth time playing the garage.
Regardless,
over a year.
It'd be weird if you didn't play one of these shows. All right. And it's like you deserve and are allowed to play the day, right? Like, I mean, you guys essentially, well, I don't know. What was it? Was it the first show? Did you have a band then? Was it Bête Noir?
Bête Noir was supposed to play, but somebody was out of town or something. I don't know. We didn't end up playing. And then Old Tigers came along not long after. Right. But yeah, like, again, I try not to put us on like too many shows. And honestly, of the four shows that we have played so far, we opened three of them. Like we were openers for the first show. We were openers when we played the Booze and Glory show. And we opened for that Escuela Grind tour on Valentine's Day. Funny note about that one, actually, and it ties into some of this other stuff because a lot of these bands don't know the headliners on the shows they're playing.
No, that's cool.
I love asking bands to play a date and not telling them who's playing and then being like, oh yeah, you get to play with Morbicon, which is the guys from Municipal Waste, and guys are just like mind blowing. I wish I know it's not a video format, but I did like the my mind is blown motions. But man, I asked like so many bands to play that Escuela Grind date. Like it was Valentine's Day on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And everyone was just like, no, we can't. It's Valentine's Day.
Right. That's why I wasn't there. Yeah.
And like I said something to the guys in my band and like we all got the okay from the other half in each of our lives. And it was really cool. It was great. And once we announced the show, a lot of people were upset that they didn't say yes to that.
Yeah.
Cause like that show ended up being like 13 people away from selling out on a Wednesday on Valentine's Day in New York.
It's impressive.
Just crazy. So for July 20th, we now have Coffee with Lions, Beef out of Philly, mm-hmm. and Old Tigers.
A lot of food and consumables so far.
Yeah. Lions and Coffee, Tigers and Beef. Oh my.
Lions, Tigers.
Well, I mean,
does that leave us with one more?
Two more.
Okay.
So going back to Philly for this one, I don't even know how to describe them because they're hardcore, but they're super fucking rock and roll. they do some fucking Turbo Negro covers. Freeze, motherfucker. Is coming back. And another one of those bands where, like, I've listened to them a couple times and I'm like, oh, they're cool. Then I saw them play camp last year, or Camp Punksylvania, for those I don't know, I say camp, I'm in too many group chats where we just camp. They played Camp Punksylvania last year, and that was the first time I've seen them live, and I was just like, holy shit. I know, like, in the group chat amongst, like, the production crew, like, everyone was just like, these guys fucking rip, like, this band, all caps. And so we had them play the garage. They played on the end of a run on a Sunday, and it ended up being the first Sunday of football season. So kind of a bummer of a show. And I wanted to bring them back for a really cool show, and some things didn't work out in the past couple months. But yeah,
I think this qualifies.
Yeah, this qualifies as pretty cool. I told them, I had asked them, I was like, do you want to play this show? And they were like, who's playing? I'm like, well, I can't tell you. Like, that's sucks. But, like, I promise you it's going to be cool. And so, you know, if they listen to this, they're going to find out the same way most of the other people are. So, yeah, that's a fucking cool lineup already. Like, if it was just those four bands, like, people would be stoked on that show. But, yeah, so... after having a couple really cool bands, you know, some New York hardcore, some cool Pennsylvania hardcore bands fall through that couldn't make it work, you know, we'll get them back. I started reaching out to some of my booking agent contacts, and fucking Ron from Crawl Space Booking, he came through. Known that guy forever. For those that don't know, he plays in Lower Class Brats. He's been booking bands since, like he used to book, like, all the street punk tours, and he was the guy that if you saw the Unseen one weekend and the Casualties the next weekend, and then the Virus, and then the Lower Class Brats, and then Blank 77, he's pretty much the reason, because he just kept filtering those bands around the country and had one in your city every week or every weekend almost.
And the Dillsburg Fire Hall, just circling them through.
Yeah. Dude's been doing it a long time. He's great. He has a fucking amazing roster, mostly bands that I can't touch just because, like, the room size and everything. But we got one together that worked out, and I'm sort of dumbfounded. It almost is the same feeling as when Kill Your Idols said yes. And I've been jokingly telling everybody that, like, Kill Your Idol, like, they're like, who is it? Give me a clue. And I'm like, well, if you listen to Kill Your Idols, like, you probably know the clue. And, like, no one's guessed it. But they should, because Cure Idols literally have a song called Stop Comparing Us to Negative Approach. Yeah, so Negative Approach is fucking coming to play Skid Row Garage on July 20th. Fucking legendary band. I mean, fuck, the last time they were in this area, they were touring with Fear. So
it's a super cool band to have headline the whole thing. Super cool. Super cool feels like a lame thing to say, even for a band like Negative Approach. The last time I remember them playing the area was, well, maybe not. Maybe I guess I'm wrong. It was in York. Our bands both played. Mine got banned.
Banned.
My band got banned after playing one show at that venue. Politely, very politely, Keymon came up to me and said, Dan, I'm sorry, this is not a reflection on you, but your band is not allowed to play here anymore. Fair enough.
That's so Keymon.
Yeah. I love that guy. But so it's been quite a few years then since Negative Approach has been
and,
in there.
And I mean, tie into what you just said, the last time Violent Society played in New York, they played the Depot when Kimon was still running it. So it's almost a decade.
Right.
Somewhere between 8 and 10 years for both these bands to have played York.
If the last time they played York or a surrounding area was around that, I don't know if it was or not. But that's over a decade for sure. I didn't have a kid back then, and I have a nearly 11-year-old now. So
yeah. There you go. And Violent Society played sometime right before Kimon stopped working with the family at the Depot, with his family, not the family, but it's just such a fucking cool lineup. And as this thing came together again, I wanted to put shows together where there's the cool band from back in the day that, like, you know, I grew up loving, you grew up loving, like the people our age are stoked on. And then there's the bands that are newer and young bloods that are coming out and like still doing it, still carrying the torch, and to kind of have that cool mix on these shows. And like, even for those younger bands to be able to play with some of these bands, like I know like Doc Rotten's on tour over in Europe with Booze and Glory, but like how many times do you get to like play a small venue like Skid Row Garage with a band like fucking Negative Approach?
Yeah.
Like Negative Approach and even Violent Society at this point, they kind of do like big one-offs, like that Pissed Virus Violent Society. Was Blind 77 on that too? It seems like a show they would play. I don't know, but that was a huge show at the church.
Right.
Like Negative Approach, again, they were on the Fear Tour when they came to HMAC. And, you know,
they do festivals. They do, you know, the pop them on the top of hardcore festivals. It's a band that's easy to plug in at the top and everybody goes, well, they fit there. You know, like there's, Negative Approach is headlining anything, there's nobody questioning it. Same goes for Violent Society, especially in this area for Violent Society.
Yeah. I have old flyers, and from flyers from like 1998 through like 2002, Violent Society is probably on a quarter of them easily. Them and the Boils.
The Boils were,
like that's another band. If they ever decided to do something, doesn't matter. Just Greg, if you're listening, if the Boils want to play a show, I've got the spot for you. Get Dave. Jeff's back in Lancaster. Fucking Mike's still, he's recording. You're all here. Just do it.
For my own humor me, you'll have to rebook the Boils at, what was the venue called in Strawberry Square that we all played, and I've had the improv band. And just where we met Just Die. What was that called?
Was it Smalls?
Smalls. I was going to say Mr. Smalls, but that's Pittsburgh. But I think it was Smalls. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they had it in Harrisburg and then they moved it to York. Yeah.
Yeah.
You with the fucking white hat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was the introduction to Just Die, to tie it back to Just Die. It all comes back to Just Die. But yeah, you guys, the Boils, Just Die, and
the Dan Crayley Experience.
Yeah.
But that's gonna be a crazy weekend. Going back to what we said about the Cancer Slug show, I've had tickets on sale for this weekend for a couple weeks now. People have bought them not knowing who was playing.
That's super.
So congratulations to those people. You won the lottery.
Have you been selling all 3 days or just Saturday?
No, I have tickets available for all 3 days. If I have to guess, Friday and Saturday will be sold out and Sunday will be a good show. But fuck it, save money, buy in advance. I think it works out to be a buck cheaper if you buy in advance and you get in. Like, you don't have to worry about standing outside and hoping that you can get in at some point. Because
we mentioned the capacity is only, 160?
Yeah, we're selling 160 in tickets 160. For each show.
And a 160, a 160 capacity punk rock hardcore show for bands like Violent Society, Negative Approach, even you guys, Old Tigers, Doc Rotten. I've seen Doc Rotten in that space with that amount of people. Is intense. It's cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
There's
an awesome picture of, I think, the singer of Doc Rotten crowd surfing at that show. And like, that wasn't at 160. It was close, but it wasn't there. yeah, if you see any pictures or video from the Cancer Slug show, that's what to expect for Negative Approach and Violent Society. And hopefully the Sunday show too. Sunday show, we're going to do a little bit earlier. We tend to do doors at like 5, bands at like 6. So people can be home by 10. Mm-hmm. If they're local, if, you know, if you got to drive to Harrisburg or Lancaster, maybe it's 10:30, but
if
like
you got to drive to Oklahoma. We don't, you can't promise anything.
Right? Well, you'll be home by Tuesday at 1 AM.
By the time's the cows crow or whatever happens out there.
Yeah. That's Tulsa's about a 21-hour drive. We did that one night. Boy, it sucks. But
so the tickets are on sale now for all 3 days.
Yes. Etix, just search Skid Row Garage or go to any of our social media. Our link tree is on there. Has tickets for all of our shows that we have tickets for currently. Seschi, Morbicon, Anti-Scene, probably a few others. And then the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the 15-year anniversary show. Those will have the names and everything added to them after this episode drops, probably within a couple of days. I'm going to let the suspense build and make people actually listen to the goddamn episode.
There you go.
Have a cool poster for the Saturday show. Alex Hagen from Ravagers did it. We're going to have it screen printed by Justin at Appalachian Mountain Printing. He says Appalachian Mountain Printing, but he's not.
He's a fake.
He's a fake. He's not a real mountain man. But no, they do. They've done most of the t-shirts for Skid Row Garage and almost all of the stuff that we currently have for Old Tigers. Great screen printing. Like, dude's just great. And like, he's a good friend. I mean, fuck, he played second guitar when we did the Rancid cover set a couple Halloweens ago. You know, if things were different, he didn't live so far away, maybe Old Tigers would have a second guitar player.
It's whatever. What could be. All right.
Yeah. And we'd probably have cheaper t-shirts then too, asshole.
That'd be better for
fuck you, Justin. We love you. No, but also like Justin, like he's been writing like novellas, like horror novellas and stuff. Like, again, just like so many cool people from the punk and hardcore scene are doing so many cool things. We mentioned Steve and Just Die and Old Gods of Appalachia. Like, we could do a whole fucking episode about people we know that are doing cool things outside of this, but
yeah,
another example.
Do you know what? I want to say it here to you because other people share it too. And it's something that I forget all the time is that a lot of us have people that we know, like each other, even who are good planners, can get set up things, make things happen. And we have all these resources and people that I think sometimes we need to everybody look at people that we actually know instead of looking outside, because there's a lot of the people with drive and initiative and special talents that are actually in the scene. And
yeah.
I think it's maybe overlooked. You think like, oh, maybe not too close.
And maybe they're not in the scene 100% anymore. Like, I get it.
But they're getting on the old fringes.
Sucks. You got to do things. Right. But like, if I can have Justin print our t-shirts, I'm going to do that every time because he's played in bands with me. He's played in bands that I've played shows with. Like, he's been a friend forever. And like, I'm going to support not only a friend, but a small business in Pennsylvania that, you know, I could send my t-shirt order to whatever company puts a stupid link under my post with their bots. And like, yeah, they would print a shirt and send it to me, but like that I'll buy from
support
somebody
the people
that I know. And
support
the price is basically the same, like whatever. That's a good message to send to people. Look around, look at the people you know. Almost everything that you want to have done can be done by somebody you know without.
It doesn't have to be done at a fucking discount. It doesn't have to be done. There has been no, you know, friendly deals. Just support the people who can help you out, and you will help them out just by doing that. And it's a whole symbiotic, to bring you back to the symbiotic word. It can be a whole symbiotic scene right here, which is people you know or within earshot.
Sometimes you're the shark. Sometimes you're the fish hanging onto the shark.
That's right. Sometimes you're that soul sucking fish on the shark.
Yeah, but you know what? That the shark needs that fish to clean like the shit off his scales.
Get the barnacles off. Yeah, you don't want to be one of those barnacle infested blubbery whales out there floating around asking fucking humanitarians for help. You don't want to be that person.
No. So to recap, we've got a 3-day event for our 15-year anniversary. Starting with Friday night, we got No Comply. We've got Doc Rotten. We've got The Parasitics and Violent Society. Will I add a fifth band? Who knows?
I was wondering that. I noticed that's the only day without a fifth band. Interesting.
Maybe I have some things out there that just haven't come back to me yet. Maybe those bands will hear this
and blood test. Like,
we need to play. Yeah. Saturday night, we have Coffee with Lions, Beef from Philadelphia, Old Tigers, some local yokel band. We have Freeze MF and none other than the legendary Negative Approach. Sunday afternoon, matinee, whatever.
Evening.
We won't keep you out too late. We've got Symptoms. We've got Brandish from Philly. We've got Loud Night from RVA, Richmond, Virginia. We've got Verminoth, legendary local death metal, and Fredeg Den 13E, or however you pronounce their name. And guys, if I'm mispronouncing it,
I think that was pretty good.
It sounded cool.
Yeah, you got it.
And I'm sure they say it very nicely. And I don't know what language Swedish people speak. Is it like a German offshoot?
That's Swedish.
I don't think so. All right. Yeah. Whatever they, however they pronounce it in Swedish. Tickets are available via eTix. Yeah, sorry. Tickets are available via eTix. If you say it with a Swedish accent, I can't do a Swedish accent. I'm thinking of Wayne's World 2, and when he talked to the Drew Barrymore character about Bjorgen Sjorgen from the Sjordingjords or whatever.
Yeah.
Fjords. Can't fall into that accent without watching that movie a couple times. So tickets are available via eTix. You can find that link just on eTix, searching Skid Row Garage or any of our social media. And yeah, keep supporting DIY shows, support all the local venues, support all the local bands. That is the most important thing. If you want to hear bands that are playing at Skid Row Garage coming up, we've got a cool playlist on Spotify. Those links are in our link tree on all the social media. As dumb as it is, listen to the local bands, listen to the bands playing our shows. Like, I tell people all the time, your new favorite band might be on that playlist and you've never heard them yet. Cause like their band, they're like I said earlier, I found so many cool bands off of the submissions for Camp Punksylvania of a list of like 100 bands that I had to listen to. So, you know, some of those bands are now playing the garage or playing camp, and they would never have been on my radar had it not been for that list. So, yeah, just support the local band, support the local scene, because again, you know, your favorite local band from Baltimore could be playing with Blink-182 on a stadium tour next summer.
It's true. It's happened
before.
Well, it's a great place to push people anyway, because like you mentioned, all of these bands, or at least most of them, are probably already on that playlist. I don't know how much, or at least by the time this is out, I'd imagine they will be
They should all be on there. All the bands playing those shows, the 15-year anniversary shows, I've snuck on there over the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, the playlist is like the next 3 or 4 weeks worth of bands. But we have so many shows that sometimes it's like 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. I try to not to have the playlist be like 8 hours long. Try to get like two songs from each band and sort of keep them in order of the shows. But it gets to be a challenge.
Yeah. Well, it's a good concept.
You've made playlists for the podcast before, and there's a reason
mine's like 4 months without an update right now.
It's a lot to keep up with.
Sometimes you just go, fuck it. It's for the year. That's what it was for.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm super excited for it. It's hard to believe it's been 15 years, but at the same time, it's kind of felt like 15 years too.
I think back to standing in the fucking gravel driveway, drinking beers and hanging out and
pissing on a wall. Yep. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.